Vectis Radio.
Now, I've got Adrian Bolton here, and he's with Freemasonry in the Community, which has got a stand not far from where we're sitting now. Adrian, just give you a few details for Freemasonry. What we've heard of Freemasons' lodges. What is a lodge?
A lodge, basically, is your local home base within your organisation. That's your mother lodge. A group of Freemasons who meet regularly in Hampshire and Isle of Wight, in our case. We're a thriving community, over 8,000 members for Hampshire and Isle of Wight, across more than 250 lodges in towns and cities across the province of Hampshire and Isle of Wight.
8,000 members?
Over 8,000, yes.
Wow. So what kind of things happen at a lodge meeting?
Our meetings typically consist of two parts. The formal part, where we handle the administration of the lodge, plan our charitable initiatives, and perform our traditional ceremonies. These ceremonies are short plays based upon historic stonemasons' tools as symbolic guides for morality. There are also opportunities to learn more about Freemasonry and its very distinct history.
And
the second part,
yep,
which is the formal meal. After the formal proceedings, we sit down together for a meal. This is where true social side shines, chance to relax, listen to speeches, raise money for charity, enjoy great company and camaraderie, and get to know new people.
Okay, now, we've heard the stories quite a lot. Is it actually a secret society?
No, not a secret society at all. Our meeting places are clearly signposted. Our membership is a matter of personal pride. Charitable work is entirely public. Our secrets are simply specific to any of the ceremonies that we carry out upstairs in the temple.
But is it like a religion then?
No. Freemasonry requires a belief in a supreme being, but its members come from many different walks and faiths and different backgrounds. Religion and politics are never discussed at our meetings to ensure that we proceed with harmony.
And does it take up a lot of time? How much time does it take?
Most lodges meet between 4 and 8 times a year, plus a few informal rehearsals and social events. It's quite clear, your family's first, your career second, Freemasonry third. It's like anything you do, whether it's Freemasonry or Rotary or anything you do, you get out of it what you wish to put into it, and your time is your time. There's no stipulation on it.
You mentioned some social events. What sort of things are those?
Absolutely. Many lodges get together for regular social events. It could be Sunday lunches, could be barbecues, could be a more formal ladies event where you invite your partners along to a formal event and celebrate the master's year in the chair. But as we say, we do a lot for Hampshire and Isle of Wight for Freemasonry, and we enjoy the social aspect to it all.
And it's only for men, though, isn't it?
No. While United Grand Lodge oversees male masonry, there are two separate grand lodges exclusively for women, and they can be contacted no problem at all.
Excellent.
There's actually one on the island called Serenity.
There is indeed. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Vectis Radio on DAB.